Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview. I'm happy to have with me Captain Catherine Dooley, the Corps Officer for the Salvation Army here in Sitka, and Julia Smith, the President of Sitka Outreach and Support, or SOS. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah.
It's so exciting. I haven't been here for a while, so it's nice to come.
Well, it's good to have you back in here, and we're here to talk about an event that's pretty important, especially as you look out at the weather that we're having today. So I want to jump right in to talk about what we're here to talk about, which is Project Homeless Connect. And Julia, I want to ask you, what exactly is that?
Well, Project Homeless Connect is a national program to provide those experiencing homelessness or concerned about becoming homeless, and they provide goods and services to assist them from where they are. And Project Homeless Connect is an opportunity to connect with our houseless neighbors, to hear their concerns and ideas about where they want to be and how we as a community might support them.
You've already done one thing listening to the community already. Like this nationally, this happens in January, is
that
right?
It does happen in January nationally. It is has been put on by HUD at that time so they can do their point in time count of homelessness. And early on, when we first started doing Project Homeless Connect, we did a survey with the people who came, and many of them said, January is too late for us. We really need this gear earlier, so we would like to have it in November. And so we switched to November and have been doing it in November for a long time now.
Amazing. Yeah. And I want to highlight what you said, that it's for people who are experiencing homelessness or for people who are concerned about the stability of their housing situation.
Correct.
So it's this event that's coming up is not just for people who currently don't have a place to stay.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And I think that's an important thing. So because a big part of what people will get to partake of is also resources and information.
Exactly. And, you know, you might think of yourself, well, I'm staying with my cousin and sleeping at her house, so I'm okay. But that means you don't have your own place. And you're welcome to come to this event. We don't vet anybody. We expect you to know that you would be needing this service and be interested in learning more.
Excellent.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I want to turn to Captain Catherine now to ask a little bit about what can we expect at the event itself at Project Homeless Connect.
So there's a wide variety of resources that are available, specifically grocery cards that are provided by SOS through a life grant, the WYE grant. And then SAIL provides bus passes as well as information about their services. The nursing students from UAS will be there to do blood pressure checks. Flu and COVID shots will also be available from the Alaska Public Health Nurse. The Lions Club has provided reading glasses and health kits, and there'll be tools and information about quitting tobacco from SEARCH. There'll be information about services and classes from UAS, and also information about services and housing from the Homeless Coalition. We will be there, the Salvation Army, with information about our services as well as some toiletry items. And then there's also going to be clothing, boots, and cold weather gear that has been provided by community donors that will be available for people to choose from.
Okay, so wow.
And SAFE has come on board also, so they're going to be bringing information. And I expect that some of the groups will be bringing what I call swag. I'm not really sure what swag means, but
it's applicable.
Fun things
right.
that you might like.
Yes. Could be useful too.
Right.
Right. And then also some very useful things that have been donated by the community for people to take with them. And also I want to talk more about what kinds of things people can expect and also what you're still looking for. But before we move to that, I want to talk about an important topic, which is there's also going to be food served.
That's correct.
So tell me a little bit about lunch. What's going to happen in terms of food?
Well, the Homeless Coalition and the Outer Coast students are banded together to do the main dish and also serving and preparing that and having that all ready. And so they're going to be the main people for the lunch. And the folks from the United Methodist Church are bringing some sides, so they'll help out as well. And then, of course, our host is St. Gregory's Church. That's where the event will be.
Okay. Yeah. So let's talk about that briefly. You just mentioned where it will be. It'll be at St. Gregory's Church. And when does it happen and what time?
This year, the Project Homeless Connect will be held Saturday, November 8th. That's a week from tomorrow. From 11 to 1 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church at 605 Lincoln Street. And it's, you enter in the lower level, on the Lincoln Street level. And I would really encourage folks to come at 11 and stay until 1. You know, there's going to be a lot to see and do, but you can also sit at tables, have a leisurely lunch, visit with folks, maybe go back and talk to somebody that is at a one of the tables that you wanted to talk to a little bit more. So we really encourage folks to take advantage of that two-hour time block to just be there that whole time.
Great. Yeah, this is a come and stay for the whole time and take your time event. Well, now I want to talk a little bit about what people might be able to take with them besides things like, a vaccine shot, which is very useful, but there's also actual goods that people will be able to take away with them. So what are some of the things that folks will be able to take with them when they leave?
Okay. You want to speak to that?
Yeah, so there'll be clothing and boots and cold weather gear. So there'll be socks and sweaters and scarves and gloves, all of that kind of thing. And just stuff that will help them keep warm.
Okay.
There will also be, I thought I said somewhere that there's going to be tents, maybe?
If someone needs a tent, we'll work with them to get them. Okay. It's hard to bring the right tent with us.
Okay.
And we might not have the right tent anyway. So we do work with people. There are several groups that do that. So there may not be a tent right there because it might not be useful. But there will, that availability would be there.
They can talk to you, to the SOS
mm-hmm.
group, and,
right.
and say what they need,
yes.
and you can connect them with that.
Right.
And you also are looking for a few more donations yet. People have an opportunity to participate by giving up until next week, Friday.
That's correct.
So tell us what you need from people, and explain why.
All right. Well, we have a list of things that we are looking for right now. We have a lot of donations that have covered almost everything we have thought of. And we've been doing this for several years, so we really know what people are looking for. But we are a little short on some things. So here's what we need now. So that's socks, underwear for men and women, hats. Usually I have bags of hats, not this year. Hmm. So hats would be very good. Gloves, scarves, base layer type of gear or long underwear, jogging or sweatpants, rain pants and rain jackets and warm jackets. I have some jackets, but I would like the rain jackets. I haven't seen that many come in. Headlamps and small flashlights.
So if there's a listener out there who's like, oh, I'm going to go get a rain jacket and donate it, where do they take it to?
So,
They can take it to either UAS or to St. Peter's by the Sea at any time when the church is open, and they'd want to just go in the front door and just drop it right there, because I guess the back door is there's construction back there, so you don't want to go in the back, you go in the front door.
Okay, and at UAS also, same thing, go through the front doors
Correct.
When they're open, and there's a box there to donate to. Well, we are actually just about out of time, so I want to give listeners a chance to get your contact information, Julia,
okay.
in case they want to get involved volunteering in another
Excellent.
Way, or if they have any questions about this
right.
event. So how do they reach you?
You could reach me at 907-738-6336, either by a phone call or text.
Great. And then once again, for listeners, when and where is this
right.
event, Project Homeless Connect?
It is Saturday on November 8th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., St. Gregory's Church, Catholic Church.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for that information. And thank you for coming in this morning. I've been speaking with Julia Smith. She is the president of Sitka Outreach and Support, or SOS, and Captain Catherine Dooley, the Corps Officer for the Salvation Army here in Sitka. Thank you both for being here this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.